Welcome to the Hummingbird Effect. Let us touch, move, and inspire you with our unfiltered, honest, life information that speaks to and nourishes your soul. With your host, Farika and Lakita. So what's today's sweet nectar?
Pisces, and my name is Larry.
Look, I almost messed it up.
You always about to call him Charles. You always just making up some names. We've already concluded. Remember, we made this color purple pack that everybody's going to be Larry because we don't remember all them various names for that song. Okay,
I'm sorry.
So if y'all sitting there talking about something, that's not what they said. We know that.
In our book, his name is Larry.
His name's going to be Larry. Mm-hmm. He's going to get to the next sign. It's going to be Aries, and his name is Larry. Okay. But anyway, we're on Pisces. All right, put your hands in the air. Two fingers. Pow. Okay. I just made that up.
I was crazy.
Hey. As a famous Pisces once said, I'm an artist.
And all right, I'm sensitive about my shit. I love it.
Thank you, Erica Badu. We appreciate you.
Yes.
And since we're on Pisces and Erica Badu, let's get into some of these traits. Positive and negatives. Vices and virtues. All right. So, Pisces, emotional. They got that as a positive trait.
I know, and that's still tripping me out. But emotional in a good way. I can kind of see it. So, my cousin has twins.
Okay.
And so, you know, she's very, within that emotional thing, mm-hmm. It makes her, to me, an even warmer kind of mom.
Yes. So yes. Very respect, sensitive yes. and warm and, yes. and connected to their children.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a friend yes. like that. She mm-hmm. has five children. Okay. Five kids. Yikes. But she's have a special bond with each one of mm-hmm. them. And I think that it is that emotional, yep. natural emotional side of her
yes.
that allows for her to have that uniqueness with each kid. I mean, five mm-hmm. kids to spread yourself among, and they all have different personalities mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So,
exactly.
I mean, yeah, I think that is a positive trait for them. Yes. Whereas yes. most people see emotions as negative.
Exactly.
You know? Intuitive. I think they are.
Very intuitive.
My friend will call me out the blue
mm-hmm.
and just be like, you know, not saying that most people don't do that, but it was something about when she did it, when she does it, she'd be like, right on. And I'd be like, damn, what, you got a psychic connection?
Right.
But you want one of my psychic friends?
It's kismet.
Is it kismet?
Where's your clairvoyant?
Or is my phone? Look, or is my phone bug? You know? No, seriously, yeah. intuitive. They're very intuitive. They get you.
Mm,
even when you yeah. think they're not getting you. They're kind of like going beneath, you know, they like
yeah.
to. And now on the negative side, because I had an ex. Only man I ever wanted to kill, girl. Was a Pisces man. I'm sorry, y'all. I get along with, you know, that particular one. His really? Intuitiveness was trying to play mind games.
See,
I ain't like that.
Yeah, no.
Don't
look,
do that.
Especially not Gemini. Don't. Y'all the queen and kings of the mind.
Thank you.
And mind games.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know.
So you gonna fight, you gonna play, and I'm gonna play back.
Right. And I'm gonna play
feed,
to win.
But I'm gonna give you exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. romantic they
yeah,
are.
Me
yeah.
and my cousin.
They're love bugs.
Yes. Look, that's one of the things we bonded on when I would go and visit, you know, for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We'd all meet her and her mother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what sign my Aunt Deidre is, but
mm-hmm.
me, her, and her mom would always look at all these romantic movies and, you know, get all gushy.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. Oh, God. Your dad going non-emotional Gemini.
Well, ain't talking about me right now, but I'm just saying.
I know.
Okay. Shake it off.
Okay.
Shake it off.
All right.
All right. Imaginative.
Yeah.
Yes, they
yeah.
are.
They can be very creative.
To a fault.
Again?
I mean, little thing about the Erica Badus and people like that.
Yeah, sometimes she gets a little.
They
take it, yeah, they take it too left.
It's too far.
Yeah. To the point where
you're like, bring it on back.
Exactly. Exactly. Or where they get themselves so caught up in it, they don't know how to get out of it.
Yeah.
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 You know what I mean? You'd be like
yeah.
they're lost and they go out there without the breadcrumbs. They just go and follow this
Honestly,
trail.
I think that the creators of a drug probably were, you know, Pisces. Like LSD or something.
LSD, right. Because it trips you out so far, right.
They be out there. They be like out there. You know?
Right.
Like, I can see them being imaginative enough to do that.
You know what? Let us find out.
Let's go find out what happened. That'd be a good fun fact.
Oh my God.
Who created the LSD drug and what sign was he?
Right. When was their birthday? Right.
Compassionate. They are very compassionate.
Oh my.
Yes, they are. Sensitive.
Oh yes. But I don't see that always as a positive, and I'm surprised they have it as a positive.
Yeah, I was just thinking I would say they're sensitive to others. They are sensitive to others' needs. And so they tend to be very altruistic and, you know, very caring teachers.
Yes.
Or one of my clients is a Pisces teacher.
Counselor.
Sensitive. Yes, counselor. Mm-hmm. You know, sensitive in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it can be to a fault.
Yes.
Because sometimes they get their feelings hurt just too quickly. You like, ain't nobody saying nothing to you.
What are
you crying for?
Right.
Calm down.
Right.
But you know,
I just raised my voice a little bit.
But but when it comes as a positive trait, it is it's their humanitarianism, humanness,
you know? Humanness,
adaptable.
Yeah, they can. They can adapt to pretty much any situation.
They change a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, two fish swimming upstream.
Exactly.
One living in a dream is what Erykah Badu's lyric says.
And
like, two fish, one swimming upstream.
I don't
know. One something living in a dream.
I don't know that song. Sorry. Yeah. Don't know that one.
You suck.
Hey, listen.
You're not a fan.
Oh, brother.
And receptive.
Yeah. Very, yeah.
Receptive?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I never thought about it like that. But okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They're open.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
My cousin, we talk about any and everything, and she never, like, if I have, it may be strange to her, a strange idea or something like that, she never says, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right, because that brings me to my friend that I was saying, when we were kids, I don't remember her ever, I always remember her encouraging and being receptive to whatever. I will be like, okay, so,
right,
you know, because if you think about it, a Gemini and a Pisces, the imagination,
right.
It's like the seal, only the sky's the limit, okay?
Right,
like,
we come
up with all kinds of crap.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'll be like, okay, so we should do that. She'd be like, uh-huh, okay.
okay,
that sounds good. You know, or, you know, she was always that encouraging and supportive and, receptive type of friend, like, I was, you know, she was like, I'm giving my nickname. Ooh, I was about to slip out and give my nickname. What? Oh, anyway, Farika, we're going to go back to that. It was what she called me then. But, you know, she'd be like, she could dance. Oh, go ahead, show me you could dance or something like that. Mm-hmm. She was always that, you know, that kind.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I can see that. Okay, now I can see it. I never thought about that word, maybe that's that word.
Right.
Okay, now the negative traits, vices.
Okay.
Secretive.
I never caught that from,
okay,
you know what?
They could be quiet.
Quiet.
I'll say quiet.
And
I don't know if that
can be secretive.
Secretive,
in that quiet, they're not sharing.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
And they do like to know your business.
Oh, gosh, yes. Gosh, but they're hard pressed to give up theirs.
But like my client that I was telling you about, I don't think she's secretive. She seems to be very open about things.
That's what I said. I don't think my cousin is either. Yeah. But then again, so remember I told you, I was telling you in another conversation, but when I can't even say where I was. Somebody that I used to work with.
right.
Was quiet like that.
Okay.
And I think initially it's because they have to feel you out.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That is true. That might be when they're in that intuitive state.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like they're trying to feel you out. They're trying to get to know you, or they think they know you, or they like, that's right. I can see that. Careless.
Well, because they're dreamers.
Yeah,
that's what I told you. They go off in the forest without the breadcrumbs. You're like, hey, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're going to get lost. And they're already down the path.
Right. They like, I know this path because their intuitiveness is there.
Right.
I know how to get through this path. And you like, now, one of my clients, though, is, I'm trying to see if that's going to show up in here because... If it's not, I'm about to add a negative trait.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. She is like, such a control freak. She's so controlling.
I don't get that.
I've seen some Pisces
really?
That are controlling.
Never.
And controlling in like, maybe it was their positions in life. I don't know. But they were ruling. Mm-hmm. You know, like she was a project mm-hmm. manager. And I used to always mm-hmm. be like, look here, project manager. Look here. I'm not a project you're not managing. We say careless. Impressionable.
Wait a minute. Can we go back to the controlling part?
Oh, yeah. Because it's not a true trait on here, but
I know
it's one that I've experienced. Yeah.
Well, now that you mentioned it, I did used to work for someone. I think it's controlling in a sense of there may be some pieces of work that they don't really necessarily want to do. So they try to kind of control the situation so that you're doing the bulk of the share of the work.
Hmm.
I've seen that.
Now, that I didn't experience, but I'm saying in the sense of they like to have control of their space, future.
Really?
They need to know. Well, at least in her case, she needs to know. So we went to a maze together.
Oh.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
But she kept going, I don't think this. And I'm like, now this is when I'm very intuitive. I got a good navigation, internal navigation.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. That too.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, I got a good internal navigational system.
Okay.
So, you know, we're in the mine and in the maze mm-hmm. and I'm like, okay, no, I think, and then I also have real good memory.
Yeah.
If I see the map, I can basically recreate it in my head.
Photographic memory, y'all.
A little bit, not
right
a lot.
Now.
And so I was just like, no, because the map, we had seen one. We didn't have a good one in our hands.
Okay.
So we had seen one inside the maze,
mm-hmm.
like you are here.
Right.
And I was like, nope, it seemed like we had to do this, that, and the other. And she's like, are you sure? And I was like, you better trust me. When I say I know, just trust me.
What happened to that receptiveness?
Right, exactly.
Right.
What happened to the receptiveness? It
right.
was gone. She was like, you ain't gonna get me in here all night because it was dark and everything because it's a night. It was the Halloween thing. It was fun though, but at the end, mm-hmm. when I got us out, she was like, okay, girl. I was like, you so wrong. And she laughed. She wasn't like, you know, it wasn't that kind of control. Like, it was just like, she was concerned. She was scared.
I got you.
That
so
kind
she
of control.
That kind of control
right.
for her area.
Yeah.
So she could control her nerves and her
exactly.
Gotcha.
And it was, it happened again. We went to New York. You know, I'm like, trust me, it's only going to take us from this time to get, we'll make the bus back. Right.
Right.
And she was like, we gotta leave because and I'm like, the play ain't over. We gotta leave. And I'm like, and she's like, I'm leaving. I'm like, okay, I'll meet you at the bus.
Wow.
Trust me.
Right.
You gotta trust me.
Yes.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
I
so
got
it was
you.
That kind of control. Anyway, let's get back.
Okay.
What's
next?
I went off on too many tangents.
It's all
okay.
right.
Woo, woo. All right. Impressionable.
Is
yeah,
that,
I can see that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yes.
A little bit. Yeah.
Same coworker, man.
Mm-hmm.
We had a conversation. Next thing I know, it was like he's following around like a little puppy. We were the best of friends.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know, it was
yeah.
just like, ooh, sitting behind me with eyes big and
right.
wide.
Because he liked you. He's like, oh, I like what she's about. Okay.
Right. She's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and I mean, oh, it was just crazy.
Weak-willed. I think they're pretty strong-willed if they have their creative if they're being a visionary about something
mm-hmm.
being that they're usually very creative
mm-hmm.
too. I never see them as being weak-willed.
I can speak to that.
You can speak to that.
I can speak to that in both cases with my cousin and with this person.
Mm-hmm. Your coworker.
Yeah, my coworker.
Uh-huh.
With my cousin, I won't necessarily say weak-willed, but just like sometimes not as self-confident.
Okay.
So they have, you know, issue kind of jumping out there
mm-hmm.
in terms of maybe what they think or, you know, they may have a wonderful plan or a wonderful thought,
I
but
can
just not
see
as
that,
comfortable
then.
Jumping out there with it.
Yeah.
Or with their thoughts about
yeah.
it until they feel 100% secure.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with my coworker. It was like, he had a whole bunch of ideas and had a lot to share, but
mm-hmm.
would not throw anything out there or put himself out there until
mm-hmm.
he felt, you know, again, until that intuitiveness kind of set in, until
mm-hmm.
he really felt comfortable,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a sense of everybody.
I think they're shy.
Everybody. Yes.
I think that's really what happens
it's kind of like a shyness.
Yes, it's sort of part mm-hmm. of a shyness that mm-hmm. they have because many of the Pisces that I know, they're not necessarily like extra extroverts. You know what I'm saying?
You're
like,
right.
They're you know, of course, they like are. When you're put into a situation where people are around you and you talk to people and stuff like that, but that's their warm up.
Yeah.
You know, yes. I could even see them as children probably being that 30 minute warm up kid. Like, yes. Don't talk to that kid because the kid ain't talking to you for 30 minutes. Like,
right.
I'm figuring you out.
Exactly.
I might like you, I might not. I'm going to think about this.
Right.
I'll be back.
I'm going to sip. I'm going to sit back and just kind of watch.
Right.
You know.
And observe. Yeah, exactly. So, indecisive.
Yes.
Sorry, y'all. Y'all know y'all can be all over
the
place.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all can be decisive when you choose to be, but y'all be like,
It's like, make up your mind. Right. Do you want to do it or don't you?
Vague.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can see vague because, again, it's about. I'll show you. You show me yours first. I'll show you mine.
Yes.
And it's that secretive shyness kind of combination thing.
I'm not going to give you everything until I know.
Right. Yeah. Like I'm safe. Like I'm safe. And then I can give you something. So I can see that. Out of touch with reality. And now I can speak to that
Sometimes.
Yeah, I can speak to that one. Now it's not as a negative trait. I can speak to that one.
All right.
So let me tell you. I had this coworker.
Uh-huh.
This heifer.
And she
Cause she used to drive everybody crazy. And I mean, she was manipulative and what do you call it? Conniving.
Mm.
Like she would, but she would all do it with a smile. And that made you even more, you hated her even more. Cause she would always, that was the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
She would do just enough where you couldn't really say, place it like malicious, right?
Right.
But you're like, no,
Right.
I know I saw, I heard you. I know I, And she'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. In fact, and then she would go and talk, tell on, say that we did stuff to her. And she the one in the background manipulating everybody.
Wow.
Using people, lying on people, you know, then the two other people get together and be like, well, she said, Sharon said this about you. Well, Sharon said this and that about me. Wait a second. I didn't say that. You didn't say that. I didn't say that either.
Oh, see.
That kind of stuff. And then she'd be sitting over there like, well, I thought that's what you said. How you think that's what somebody said?
Because
you're lying.
Exactly.
Out of touch with reality.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Unworldly.
I don't believe that.
I think they can be a little. I've seen some, not everybody, but I've seen some who, I will say this. Okay, here it is.
All right.
Unworldly because they're not necessarily fashion followers.
Gotcha.
Unless they are like a Rihanna, where she has to be kind of in the limelight and fashionable. But look at Erykah Badu on the flip side. Yeah. Erykah Badu has all that expensive stuff.
Right.
And puts it together like a bag lady.
She sure does. Including her hair, which is, you know, sad,
puts
but
puts it together
true.
Like a bag lady.
That is true.
She's been around the world, but she puts it together That's like true. As though she's just a little old country girl from Dallas.
That
you know
is
what I'm saying?
So true.
She's not that she's not sophisticated per se, but in the eyes of like, those things that would make you occur sophisticated.
They don't have that.
They
that
don't necessarily.
So true.
They don't necessarily flaunt it.
That,
it's not
yeah,
that
okay,
they don't
gonna,
have it.
Yeah,
they don't
they
necessarily
don't flaunt it.
Flaunt
yeah, absolutely right. You would never know that they've been around the world or that they can speak another language or that they can do that.
Yeah, they don't flaunt
not
it like that.
At all.
They're not very showy unless they are put in a position where they have to be, like I said, like a Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And then even still, Rihanna gained her little bit of weight and was like, what?
That is true.
Keep it moving.
You're right. That's true.
Still showing her belly where everybody else is like, gasp. Like, you should have that sucked out and, you know what
right.
I mean? And trying to dictate, like, you know, because you got all these fake people. And
right.
she like, whatever.
Now, that's something. They're not fake. They are not.
Well, I don't know, because I just gave you the best example of fakery.
The majority of Pisces that I know are not fake. They're very real.
Yeah, okay.
Very
well, the ones I will say that are close to me. Yeah,
like,
I can't speak about the ones that I don't know very well. And like I said, that was a coworker. And, you know, in a work environment, people are, they're not there to be your friends, necessarily.
No, they're distant.
If you make some people that are you make friends with some people, that's gravy. But that's not the intent of being there. So, you know, that could be why she did that. Anyway. All right, so Pisces. That's basically it. Oh, we said we was going to add in the ruling planet.
Oh, that's right. So what is the ruling planet?
Neptune.
Okay.
I don't know. Neptune. It makes sense because Neptune as a god. Is it a Greek mythology or Roman mythology?
Greek, I think.
No, Neptune was.
I thought Neptune was Greek.
Neptune was the Roman version of Poseidon.
There you go. Sorry, I forgot.
Poseidon was Greek. Yes. Neptune was Roman. Yes. Okay, so Neptune is the planet, and it makes sense because it's supposedly the water and everything.
The water god.
Yeah, water god. And it's associated with illusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Glamour. Glamour. Okay.
Rihanna.
Well, no, glamour as in... Like what? Like the way vampires glamorize you?
Oh,
they can tantalize you, and that's Lupita.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Whatever. She's a Pisces.
Is she?
Yes, Lupita is a Pisces, and they had a moment where that girl was glamorizing high for Hollywood.
Oh God, that
was like they called it the Lupita effect.
Yes,
like people would be like. And they would just be mesmerized by her.
It's Lupita.
So, mystery and deception.
I can see that.
I can see that. Because they can be a little crafty. They can be a little crafty. So, famous Pisces. So, we just said Erykah Badu.
And we said Rihanna.
And then
we said Lupita.
Lupita.
And then, okay, wait. Now, we need to have our list.
Quincy Jones.
That doesn't surprise me at
all. And he is master of deception and talking too damn much and telling everybody's business. I'm joking.
Exactly. And don't give the man a drink. Right. Especially not now. He'd let all your stuff
tell
fly.
All your business 20 years later when you're dead.
And now, that shows that unworldliness part because you would think.
You never know. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know and live through to see Quincy Jones' accomplishments, you'd never know.
His daughter is
a Pisces. The one.
Rashida Jones?
Rashida.
Really?
Rashida's a Pisces. And look how she dresses.
She acts like one too. Because
God love her.
Yeah. Well, that, and you would never, again, you would never know that she was the daughter of someone famous.
Nope.
You know,
she's a flaunting it.
Not at all.
But she's very creative. I mean, look how many shows she's created as a writer and a producer.
Oh, is
behind
that
the scenes.
Really?
Claws. Have you seen that show?
Yeah.
She's a creator and a producer. Yeah.
Stop playing. Mm-hmm.
Co-creator and producer of that show.
That's
the girl is bad, but she's a behind the scenes.
And that
kind of goes into that whole Neptune planet, like the mystery. They're very behind the scenes. Creatives. That's they don't necessarily have to be seen. I mean, we have our outgoing ones like the Rihannas and the, Erykah Badus and stuff like that, Lupitas, but they don't have to be seen. A lot of times they're musicians, but they play in the band.
Right.
Or they're producers and directors and creative writers. They're very creative, but not necessarily in a back way. It makes me think of my friend. Like, she's always been very supportive. And I never even thought of, like, what are her talents? Do you know, as I got older, like, I was like, what are her talents? But her talent is really kind of like feeding other people.
Right.
You know, and working at other things. And then recently she started doing acting. And I was like, I say what now? Because she's the shyer one.
Right.
She's the quiet one. Her sister's a Pisces.
Right.
But she's the more outgoing and gotta be, you know, gotta be seen, but like being seen is okay and stuff like that. And my friend, her, you know, it's like, always was the more quiet one. When they said she was doing, like, side work of acting and stuff like that, I was like, really?
Right.
And
no.
I was like, I can see it now, like, but I guess I just never thought you would go to it, you know.
Right.
But yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So, anyway, back to the whole point. Yeah.
Yes.
Running through this quickly. So, we have... Queen Latifah, we forgot about that.
Wow.
Yeah, and Smokey Robinson.
I'm the life of
we should know he emotional. All his insensitivity.
Oh my God.
All his songs is about something.
Tears of a clown.
And all that. Yeah. And Common. Very wordsmithing.
Creative. Extraordinaire.
Yes.
And he's sensitive.
He seems like he's sensitive. Yeah. Well, he wore them crochet pants. We was going to cut him off, though.
Right.
Whole city of Chicago is about to snip his tail. cut off.
You are not from. You are cut off. We'll gladly trade you comment for it. Right.
We was about to cut him off. We was like, Erica, you two need to separate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
On your perspective corners.
Exactly.
Chili. I always thought she was a Scorpio.
Me too. Scorpio.
Right. They got her down as a Pisces.
That's interesting.
Tasha Smith, the actress.
She is kind of indecisive. It's why she hasn't found her forever man. And I'm sorry. I was just thinking about that. Her. Okay.
Girl.
All right. Tasha Smith.
Tasha Smith, she's kind of low key.
Yeah, she's very well.
Talented actress, but she's very low key. She doesn't get the roles that express her level of talent.
That's true. And you never knew that she had a twin until they put. You know.
Yeah, but she teaches. She teaches acting. Twin? No, I'm saying. Tasha Smith
teaches.
I'm just going back to her point of talents and stuff. Like people, that's that whole unworldly.
Yeah,
like she's not unworldly, but she doesn't flaunt her level of talent.
No, she does not.
Mm-hmm. Robin Thicke.
Mm.
Wait, he on BlackAmericaWeb.com? Really?
Stop. It. You know they consider him an honorary black man. Okay.
Robin Thicke. Mm-hmm. He seems like he could be one. Yeah. Talk about weak-willed. Cheating, drugs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it moving. Rihanna.
Yeah.
We already said Will.i.am.
Tamar.
Oh Lord. Yeah. She the like the worst. She's that example of out of touch with reality.
Yes, Lord.
This chick will sit up there. Everybody's like, no. Tamar, you said this. I said that. I didn't say that. You all sit all against me.
Yes.
You like everybody's sitting there like, wait a minute. Wait a second. That's not what happened.
Right.
Out of touch with reality.
Very, very much so.
In fact, some woman just cussed her out and told her, you spend so much time being negative, you can't be I forget, was some
Big Brother, whatever gospel, show she
no,
was.
No. Oh, it was a gospel singing
sister
of a gospel singer or something. She was on something, and Tamar commented, her wig is wearing me out or it's killing me or something. Like, in other words, she was being negative, saying that the woman's wig was ugly.
Uh-huh.
Her sisters came together. Girl.
Was this
recently?
Yeah,
I gotta go Google that one. Okay, yeah. Charles Barkley hated it.
Right. No comment. Right.
Shaquille O'Neal.
I can't believe he's a Pisces. I thought he was something. Else.
I thought he was not a Leo.
Not Leo.
He seems so gregarious and Leo-ish.
Yeah, but I didn't see Leo. But definitely not Pisces.
Mm. All right, Seal. We already knew that.
Well, yeah.
And I still don't understand how he and Heidi got along because I wanted to kill my Pisces man. So, you know.
Kiss from a rose on the grave.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't even know who Blake Griffin is.
He's a tennis player.
Who cares? Rashida Jones, we already talked about. Brandon T. Jackson, don't know you.
Yeah, I don't. Let me see.
Bobby Christina was a Pisces. Oh, let's just keep moving. That's sad. Yeah. Sydney Poitier.
I can see that.
I didn't know that. Mm. Very distinguished. Jasmine Guy. I forgot about her.
Yeah, I thought she was a Scorpio, too.
No, she's Scorpio. A Pisces and very talented,
really?
Too. I mean, she sings, she acts, she dances.
And you wouldn't know all
that. She danced with Alvin Ailey.
Exactly. I know, which I thought was just...
Yeah.
I loved her for that.
That's a good quick list. So, yeah, Pisces... And your name is Larry. That's it. Girl, are you listening
to the Hummingbird Effect podcast? Yes.
Of course you are. Because you can listen on your PC, laptop, or any mobile device by selecting one of the following apps.
You can tune in to all new and past episodes via iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, or Stitcher.
And don't forget,
weekly replays of past episodes on funkypeopleradio.net. Every Wednesday at 7 p.m. with encore presentations on Fridays and Saturdays at 8 a.m.
Don't forget, sharing is caring. So share. No, seriously, share. No, I'm for real. Share. And let everyone know that you're listening. Thank you. Share the sweet nectar of your life. Give us your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Hit us up on our Facebook page at The Hummingbird Effect Podcast or slide into our DMs on Facebook Messenger. You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, or Gmail in the links in our bio. Thank you for listening.